Nature Storm Signals. This is Murphy Gibbons. On the last day of August 1919, a tropical storm formed east of the Windward Islands. It moved across the Atlantic and hit Key West on September the 10th. The storm churned across the Gulf, pushing a tidal wave 50 miles wide and 10 feet high. Saturday, September the 13th, was a beautiful day in Corpus Christi, but people took notice of some unusual sights. Schools of fish moved in close to shore. Youngsters diving off Lloyd's Pier found the water was filled with crabs. Lucy Caldwell, a vacationing teacher from Terrell, Texas, decided not to go swimming in the bay. She wrote that the waves were not high and the wind was not strong, but the water gave one the impression of a child denied something and chafing in a suppressed manner. Couples walking home from a dance at the Seaside Pavilion found the sidewalks were covered with crickets. There were other unusual signs. Hens didn't lay, and dogs and horses were unsettled. It seems strange, said one man, that nature provided so many storm signals, but few paid much attention to them until they recalled them after the storm. A hurricane with a 10.5-foot storm tide was heading for the barrier islands. A long drought had weakened the grass cover, and the dunes were leveled on the south end of St. Joseph and the northern end of Mustang. This created a funnel that aimed the storm straight at Corpus Christi. Ranch hands and their families were evacuated from St. Joseph's on cattle barges. People at Port Aransas sought shelter on higher ground than the sand hills, where they scooped out holes in the dunes and crouched while fierce winds whipped them with wet sand. On Pat Dunn's ranch on Padre Island, the ranch hands rode out the storm on Green Hill, the island's highest point. On Harbor Island, the tidal wave ruptured oil storage tanks and ripped away massive timbers, turning them into battering rams when the storm hit Corpus Christi. This is the first in a series on the 1919 storm. I'll talk more about it next week. This is Murphy Gibbons.